This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A suicide bomber today set off an explosion at the main border crossing between Israel and the Gaza Strip. Officials say at least four Israelis were killed in the blast. News reports said the Islamic militant group Hamas and the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, which is linked to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement, issued a joint claim of responsibility for the attack. It was the first suicide bombing since Christmas, when a Palestinian blew himself up at a bus stop just outside Tel Aviv, killing four other people and wounding 16. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. What more do you know about today's attack?
Well, Erez is a heavily defended border crossing, and adjacent to it there's an industrial area where thousands of Palestinians are permitted to work, even during the ongoing conflict here. And the witnesses say this attack took place at a screening area where the Palestinian laborers go through. And they reported that a woman standing in line set off the bomb, killing herself and others. Very confused scene, smoke and glass everywhere. Some details may yet change, but the military's preliminary account says the fatalities were all Israeli, other than the bomber, and their identities were subject to military censorship. We're waiting for confirmation in the past that has signaled that at least some of the dead were soldiers.
Hasn't this border crossing been the scene of other attacks?
It has. There's been sniper attacks. There have been homemade rockets launched into the area. Just south of there, last October, three American security guards were killed in a roadside bomb attack. Last June, four Israeli soldiers killed by Palestinian gunmen there. Now, in addition, in recent weeks, what we've seen here in the West Bank and Gaza Strip is heavy military action with more than 20 Palestinians killed, a number of them bystanders, mostly in the northern West Bank, but also in Rafah on the southern Gaza Strip. And the armed Palestinian factions, including Hamas and the Al-Aqsa Brigades, have vowed to avenge those deaths. Now, Hamas leader Sheikh Ahmed Yassin is calling today's bombing the first for his Islamist faction involving a female bomber, and he also called it part of an escalation of attacks against Israel.
And coming at a low point in peace efforts.
Very much so. Analysts on both sides really are saying diplomatic efforts are at a low point, especially between the Israelis and the Palestinians. There have been some diplomatic forays involving Israel and Syria, possibly talking about the Golan Heights issue again. And every once in a while now we hear calls from Washington and the European Union saying Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kareya and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon really need to get together and start talking about the roadmap for peace. So far, though, we've seen no meeting, and it's not clear what they would talk about. Mr. Sharon is talking about unilateral action if the roadmap remains stalled. Mr. Kareya is warning that Sharon's policies will drive Palestinians to seek a single binational state instead of two independent states. Both of these avenues are seen as dead ends by Washington. And what we've been left with recently is heavy Israeli military action and Palestinian shooting and bomb attacks such as the one today.
Also today, a British peace activist died from wounds suffered 9 months ago in Israel. What do you know about that?
That's right. His name was Tom Herndahl. He was shot in the head last April by an Israeli soldier while he was part of an international peace group working in the Gaza Strip. He was evacuated to London. He lay in a coma for the past 9 months. His family released a statement saying he died last night after contracting pneumonia. They called it a relief to see the suffering end. But they're also quite upset with the Israeli military and its handling of the whole situation. After several months, a soldier was arrested. He has admitted firing at an unarmed civilian, and the family would now like to see the charges upgraded to manslaughter.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.